Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with drummer and founder of the Kansas City jazz band, KC Green, Brad Buckner. He is the founder and leader of this KC-based band that pays tribute to soul jazz guitar great Grant Green. We get into Brad's history, the beginning of this band, their future, upcoming recordings, and so much more. Enjoy this interview.
Thanks for taking a minute out today. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thanks for the call. You know, it's we've got moved to that 7 o'clock slot down at the ship. We used to do late night down there, but they've split their setup down there a little bit. So it's good to have some people come out and enjoy some instrumental music early on in the evening.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, since I've been doing this show for so long, I have friends. This is one of my best friends of all time. He has seen you down there. I kind of went through and looked up some things. I saw a socially distant show that you did, but I'm curious. I've never heard of you guys up to this point, so I'm curious, how long have you been around and how did this band begin?
Well, it's still good to be a little underground. It's been, I think, 6 years, and we've mostly just played at the ship. Well, a good friend of mine owns it. You know, we went to middle school together, playing in bands. And I was playing in Atlanta for about 12 years and various bands. We had a pop rock band called High Eight that put out an album, I think, in 2000. Gosh, has it been that long? I think it was 2000 at the great Exocet Studios down there in Atlanta. Huge studio, great studio. And so when I moved back to Kansas City, I said, Josh called me. He goes, hey, I got a club down here in the West Bottoms. I said, what the hell did you do that for? Nobody goes down there, you know? We just had the haunted houses down there when I was a kid. There was no reason to go down there. And so, lo and behold, look how it is now. It's still one of my favorite places to play. It really caters to the musicians. So this band was kind of formed to actually play the ship because all these slam and jazz players were playing in there. And when I got back to Atlanta, it was from Atlanta, you know, it was the place to go, you know, and I believe they were only doing like a Thursday night thing, in their early days. So, you know, and I was just like, man, it was just a cool club before they opened up the big room. You know, they still had the small stage in there, but man, it was just had a good vibe to it. So, one day I was listening to my Pandora radio, I think with the, West Montgomery station or something to that effect, you know. I love jazz guitar, and Grant Green came over this track, and it was a live track from, I can't remember, Live at the Lighthouse. Great live album by him. And this particular track is called Jan Jan, J-A-N-J-A-N. I have no idea what it means, but it was the most slamminest thing I'd heard. And so I immediately just looked them up and just researched them, and I was like, I'm going to form a band that just sounds like this guy. So early on, I mean, it's funny because the band has gone through changes with personnel, you know, just because people play in it a while and then they kind of leave. So Brian Ruskin was the guy I got to do it the first time around because, you know, he's an awesome guitar player. And his dad was a great influence of me growing up. You know, his dad, of course, was a great jazz drummer here in Kansas City. So. As a kid, I remember going up and talking to him, you know, asking about his gear, and he was so nice, the young drummers, you know, asking about, you know, cymbals and hi-hat stands and all this stuff, you know. So, it's hard to book this band. It's very hard. It's at its biggest, we're a 9-piece, and a lot of places, they just don't have a room or the clientele is not hip to all instrumental music without a singer. And so the ship's just been good to us, man. They've just been, you know, we get a gig there every month, and we've taken the early sets now, which is, you know, it's nice. They get, you know, they get all kinds of music down there, so I don't mind. I'm very blessed to have all these great musicians in the band now. And it's just a fun band to play, and there's no pressure. There's no ego. We're starting to write. We have about 5 originals, finally, and we're going in the studio next month to get those going.
Right on. Well, so you've been at it for a while. You talked about coming from Atlanta. How did this journey happen for you?
Well, I played piano early on. My mom was a good piano player and loved Elvis and Motown. And so my parents were very, music was always going on And man, those Motown records, I tell you, listen to those. I mean, you're going to have a good rhythm. Listen to all those cats. I mean, it was just impeccable timing with those guys, and the feel was so good. And, you know, my mom just had the oldie goldie station on in the station wagon, you know, in grade school. She knew all the words to every song. And so around 14, 15, I switched over to drums. My uncle was in a cover band in Columbia, Missouri in the 70s and 80s. And we'd go visit, and this drum set was just set up in his room. It was a huge Rogers drum set. And I didn't, you know, I wasn't into it. But 14, 15 came around and started, the switch flipped or something. I don't know. You know, I was into classical music on the piano. I wasn't digging it too much. It was hard. It was a lot of practice. I'm like, the hell with this, man. So for some reason, you know, I just was a natural drummer. I didn't really have any lessons other than, you know, friends, you know, hanging out and all that. So, and then it just took off from there, you know, just playing in different bands and wanting to do it for a living, but, went on to college and ended up getting my elementary education degree because my mom had been a great kindergarten teacher here in Kansas City. And I happen to be good with children. So drumming at night and teaching kids by day.
Cool, man. So you're at an elementary school now teaching?
No, I'm semi-retired now. You know, I had the music thing going full throttle, and then COVID hit, and that kind of took away a lot. You know, in this town, it's you know, with Davies closing and I call it the hurricane, but the Riot Room, with that being gone now, those were two really good places for original music, you know, and that sort of scene is just, it's just kind of gone now. And so, you know, I appreciate what the Black Dolphin and the Blue Room is doing. They obviously, they're bringing in, I mean, they're almost 24/7 with great acts down there. But, you know, the city still needs to do something about getting more of that out, you know, more of that kind of vibe out to the, instead of just those two places, you know. So, and that's why the Ship is so good. They do still have a lot of jazz acts come through there, which is nice. So I don't know, where were we going?
Yeah,
I lost track.
That's where we were going. That was a good segue there. Bar does pretty good about getting things going.
They do. That's another one I should have mentioned. Yes, they're great. And the mini bar too. So going forward with this band, I think the member, we have Eric Nettle on guitar, who plays around town a lot, kind of a country guy, but he loves, you know, major Grateful Dead head, major fusion freak, you know. And then we have Tim Williams on the keyboard, who came out of Springfield with a music degree, but he played trumpet for a while. But he switched over to keyboards. And those two guys in the band, I tell you what, they're just musical geniuses. They can figure any chord out anytime, like in 30 seconds, you know, if we're writing something. And, you know, Chris and I, the bass player, we're just kind of looking at each other, you know, playing Tetris on our phone, let's let the song gets worked out. But having those two personalities in the band to where you have, you know, essentially two geniuses working in the band together, and they can get along so well. It's just, we write material so fast, and I don't know why it's taking so long to get these originals done, but we are too busy, you know, picking out cool old covers to cover, you know. So the band chemistry is just, it's the best I've ever been in all my years of playing. And I've been playing 34 years. And with a big band like that, it's you know, with the horns always add three people. And, you know, horn players, they show up once a month for practice and then kill it on the gig.
Yeah, sure.
The rest of us have to practice.
Absolutely. But it has to be. Kansas City has such a good jazz scene. I could only imagine with what you're doing, things would have to start going on an uptick, especially with you getting originals and going in the studio. Is that kind of your blueprint right now?
That's what we're trying to do. That way I think we're a little bit more marketable, I guess, if we needed to, you know, drive up to Omaha or, you know, drive somewhere on original, you know, tour on an original record or something like that. Because, you know, the covers that we do, people wouldn't know what they were, you know? I mean, I go deep into some of these early 90s acid jazz stuff on these DJ records, and we're like, yeah, that sounds good. Let's cover that. And we add our own thing to it. So That's kind of the way we've been doing it for the last few years, and it hasn't been until recently where we've gotten a lot more focused in on our originals. So that's what rehearsals have been turned into the last couple months, I'd say. You know, we polish up for the set and then work 2 hours on original material.
If anybody wants to know more about the band, what you guys are doing, anything that's coming up, you know, gigs, you know, recordings, any of that, where's the best place for them to go?
It's probably just our Facebook page. It's KC Green Band. We're working on a website. I think once the album gets finished or getting close to finish, we don't even have a formal website, man. I mean, we're like a like a B-movie jazz band. We don't have too much marketing out there. We just play, and well, I need to do better. I need to maybe hire a publicist to do it, but... I mean, people know who we are, I guess, but I mean, we just play at the Ship a lot. I mean, so if people want to see us, that's the best place to come see us live. I mean, cause we're there every month and it's the early show. Hey, so grab a Cuban sandwich and see us.
Yeah.
You got a big Cuban sandwich down there, by the way.
They do. And I've been in there before and I've seen, Pablo Sanhueza.
A
couple other acts. Yeah. And that's just swinging. It has such a good, like eclectic old, yet modern feel in there. It just feels good.
It does. Yeah. And the clientele there are just, it's everybody, right? It's just such a big melting pot down there. And with that, the bigger room that they put in, I mean, people can just get down and dance and just freak out, whatever they want, man. It's great. So,
sure.
Yeah, we're, we're not really playing out anywhere else. You know, maybe we can get on a festival next summer or something like that. That'd be nice, but
yeah. Well, man, I you know, once I caught wind of you guys, I would love to really get people out and get new bands out there so people can experience it. So
cool.
I think we've covered a lot of dots. So thank you for taking a minute out today. Good luck with that, everything, and if anything comes up, let me know. I'd love to put it on the show.
Great, Joe. Okay. Well, thank you for the call and everything. It's always great to hear from people who like this type of music.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players in Atlanta, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Brad for his time, music, and story. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.